Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
And actually, all weekend long, we got a lot of tourists coming in for the solar eclipse. Remember, we got that new rule about moving over when there's a disabled vehicle or emergency vehicles. Move over, get out of that lane right next to them. Be safe.
Yeah.
Many might know that, might not realize that coming to our state. So we got to be responsible and show them how to do it. You know, move over.
And make sure you don't pull over to view the eclipse. You should be at your eclipse viewing destination before 3 o'clock because you should not be pulling over on the throughway, 390, 490.
Not safe at all. Good point, Hope. Thank you so much. The Big Morning Coffee Club, we're here to help you. We got your back, 92.5 WBE. But a big side hustle might be picking up new Uber and Lyft drivers this weekend, because with all these tourists.
It's got to be a big weekend for Uber drivers, right? I know we have a lot locally. I know, Hope, you tried it for like 5 seconds and was like, I feel creeped out. I'm not doing it anymore. I've thought about it and never really pulled the trigger on it, but it's got to be high demand, high prices. I mean, if you choose to be an Uber driver, because not everybody coming in has cars. And if they do, they may not want to be driving them because they don't know where they're going.
Or not worry about parking.
Right.
So this is going to be big this weekend.
Well, you get paid by the time and by the mile. So there's like a co-pricing system.
Sure.
So if you're stuck in traffic, you're not even like putting miles on your car. And you're going to be making money just by the amount of time the person's in your car.
Correct. And the demand. Like to get... You know, when I order an Uber on a Saturday night at 1 a.m. is a whole lot more than 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, Uber drivers, you can call us up. I want to hear if this is something that, this is a good money-making time for us. Because a lot of people that I've talked to locally, they're like, oh, no, I'm not going out to deal with that. I'm going to stay home and view this. Well, maybe folks who want to get out but don't want to get stuck... Uber could be a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could help them.
Yeah.
Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, rideshare drivers. Who knows? I wonder if people are just taking out their car and like for hire, if they're just side hustling like that, right?
I don't even know
the laws about that. Can you just do that?
I don't know that that's like the safest thing for you or for...
Someone,
but you know, maybe if there's some hitchhikers, look for people giving you a thumbs up. Say, hey.
That's terrible.
Will you pay me $20? I'll take you a block down the road.
This is just getting worse.
Back in the 70s and 80s, hitchhiking was a big deal.
I remember my family picking up a hitchhike. I'm like, and it was normal for us. We were living in Nowhere, Missouri in the 80s. We got this Ram van and somebody hitchhiking. Well, pull right over. Where are you going? Where are you heading? Oh, up here to the store. Okay. We take them.
My grandfather hitchhiked from Memphis back to Rochester, New York. To get back in time for Christmas Eve.
Wow.
That's a long distance to hitchhike.
Yeah.
Your grandfather's like the GOAT. Greatest of all time hitchhiking. Wow.
She's laughing at the red light. He's laughing at work.